the 44-yard line. Now it's back onto the 46-yard line of Laker territory, bringing up second and 14 for the Lakers. 7:25 remains in the second quarter, third quarter now. Lakers leading 34, Baddack 6. Post in the shotgun and spread for the Lakers. Post screen pass to his right to number 29, Evan Gasho. He gets ahead back to the line of scrimmage, then about six more yards. He's into Lake Baddack's territory, brought down to the 48-yard line.
Number 87, Daniel Brown, and number 11, Braden, for the Hatchets.
6 yard gain there, a pass to number 29, Evan Gasho, is first of the night. 6 yard gain. And let's get my stats back up to speed here. And Nick Post has now passed the ball 14 times. And for the most part, very successful. Brings up third and eight for the Lakers. Spread formation. Post rolling to his left and looking for the pass, and he gets it off, and it's complete to number 86. That is number 86, Austin Jobes. Austin Jobes down to the 30-yard line. That is a 18-yard pickup.
Well, number 75, Jacob Taylor, was putting a rush on. If he would have held on to another, just another second, he would have had him. But number 20, Josh Geiger, made the hit along with Ben Braden for the Hatchets, but not until they got another first down.
18-yard catch and run there for Nick Post to Austin Jobes, his first reception of the night for 18 yards. First and 10 for Lakers, deeper and deeper into Baddack's territory. Hand off to number 29, Evan Gasho, continues to move on. Hits the first man in about 2 yard gain, then it goes on for about three more. Brings up second and five at the 25-yard line.
Number 75, Jacob Taylor on the bottom there. I'll give him credit for the hit, as there was a host of other ones there. But it'll bring up second and long, or five, an imaginable second and five for the Lakers, as they are in Hatchet territory again.
5.5 minutes remain in the third quarter. Lakers 34, Baddack 6. Slot receiver to the left, two men in the backfield. Post hands it off to number 20. It's at 29 again. Evan Gasho, the referred ball carrier, moves ahead for about two more yards. Brings up third and three.
And Brett Metzger made the tackle for the Hatchets, number 33. So it'll bring up a third down and short. About 3 yards short of a first down.
So third and three at the Baddack 21-yard line for the Lakers. Post under center. And it's a pitch to the toss to the right to number 26, Seth Kaczynski. He gets close to the first down marker. Let's see where they mark it down. The first marking says fourth down. He's down short of the first down by about a foot.
Ben Braden, and I'm sure the Lakers will go for it, made the tackle, number 11, for the Hatchets, but it's, you know, it's a given this close and down in Hatchet territory that they'll go for it.
And it appears that they are doing just that. Post under center, two men right directly behind him. Slot receiver number 7 to the left. Post keeps it for himself, and he gets more than enough. Moves ahead for about 5 yards. First down for the Lakers. They're now on to the 15-yard line of Baddack territory. 4 minutes remain in the third quarter.
Taylor and Metzger on the hit for the Hatchet. It looked like Clarkie went on a silent count. He just pushed the center and took the ball and just went straight up and got that easy first down.
In the third quarter in Sandusky, Harbor Beach leads 18-6. Tom Sutherland has two interceptions for the Pirates. So a defensive battle in Sandusky is always for the Pirates. And Lakers caught in the backfield on the handoff, loss of one. Looks like the ball carrier there, number 26, Seth Kaczynski, the ball carrier, loss of two on the play.
Spencer Kelly made the hit, number 47 for the Hatchets.
As it is 34-6, Lakers over Baddack with 3 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Lakers keeping it on the ground the majority of the second half, already moving that clock along much faster than the first half. First half took about an hour and a half.
Well, when you put the ball up like they did in the first half and
And Post airs it out, and it's caught by number 86 into for the touchdown. Austin Jobes, touchdown Lakers.
Right over Ben Braden. He couldn't out-jump him for the ball, so the Lakers tack on six more. So now we'll have a running clock, I believe, Clark.
I believe so. A 15-yard reception there for Austin Jobes from Nick Post. Brings up the two-point conversion for the Lakers. It's now 40-6, Lakers over Bad Axe. Coming out in that muddle huddle again. We actually have six people to the left side, the center, a guard, and Post by himself in the middle, and then two slot receivers to the right. Post keeping it for himself, and he's in for the two-point conversion. Brings up 42-6, Lakers over Bad Axe with 3 minutes remaining in the third quarter. You're tuned to WLEW.
Signature Bank salutes all of our area sports teams. Hi, this is Seth Stapleton. Everyone at Signature Bank promotes academic achievement and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and your neighbors. We are always finding better, faster, and easier ways to serve the financial needs of our hometowns and communities. Best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Your number one Bad Axe Hatchet sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
And we're back here in Bad Axe as Lakers kicks it off. At to about the 15-yard line, Seth Geiger trying to get some room to run. He gets brought down at the 18-yard line, where Bad Axe will take over their drive. And we got a little trash talking going on between number 77 of Bad Axe and mostly on the part of number 7 there for Lakers.
Well, they shouldn't do any trash talking right now. They're trailing this one 42-6 as we got a running clock. And number 32, I think it was, Madison Hamill made the hit for the Lakers.
So, Bad Axe first and 10 from their own 19-yard line, where they'll start their drive. Three men in the backfield for Bad Axe. No one out wide. Braden under center. Hands it off to his third man, Metzger. He's out for the running. Gets about 9 yards, just shy of the first down marker, out to the 29-yard line. Second and one for the Hatchets.
Evan Kaczynski made the hit for the Hatchets.
So, little hope there on the first play of the drive there for Bad Axe, but it might be a little late.
Well, they're going to have to score and score often here.
In bunches,
that's right.
With a running clock with a minute 48 remaining in the third quarter, Lakers 42, Bad Axe 6. T formation for Bad Axe, moving left to right across your radio. Braden hands it off to number 47, King Spencer Kelly. Out to the 36-yard line.
And the King was brought down by number 52 for the Lakers. And that being, if I can find him in the shadows here. Well, I don't have him on here. So we're going to only say, there he is. Nick DeWeiss made the hit for the Lakers.
But not before a 7-yard gain from Spencer Kelly there in the T formation of Bad Axe. Now out to their 36-yard line. Looks like a handoff to Spencer Kelly once again, number 47. Moves ahead for about 3 yards, three tough yards. Brings up second and 7.
Looks like number 74 for the Lakers. Kevin Dubes made the hit.
And with 45 seconds, that running clock in place with a 35-point differential in the second. 42 Lakers, Bad Axe 6, 35 seconds in the third quarter remains. Two men in the backfield, Spencer Kelly, but a pitch out to number 4, Dylan White, where he gets hit about